And this story is entitled Ramananda Roy Shows the Ultimate Limit of Pure Love. This is taken from Anti Leela, chapter 5, verse 4 through 81. That's quite a long story. Hegdin Pradyumna Mishra Prabhuracharan Dandavata Kari Kichu Kari Nivedan. One day, Pradyumna Mishra came to see Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. This Pandit Mishra, he offered respects and inquired from Lord Chaitanya with great submission. Nivedana Dani. Shuna Prabhu Munidina Grihasta Adham Kon Bhagya Panachon Tamar Durlavacharan. Pradyumna Mishra said to Mahaprabhu, "My Lord, O Prabhu, please listen to me, Shuna. I am a cripple-minded householder. Grihasta Adam. Adam means lowest among men. I am the most fallen of men, but somehow, by my good fortune, I have received the shelter of your lotus feet, which are very rare to attain. Tomara Durlavacharan. Krishna Kata Shunivari More Chahai Krishna Kata Kahai More Hana Sadai. I wish to hear topics concerning Krishna constantly. Krishna Kata Icha. Be merciful unto me and kindly tell me something about Krishna. Krishna Kata Kaha More Hana Sadai. Sadhaya. Doya means Doya. Doyal Chaitanya, Doyal Nitai. Daya, and Sadhaya means with the quality of Daya, with compassion, with mercy. He's saying, be merciful to me and tell me something about Krishna. So this is an expression of mercy. Someone says, oh, please give me your mercy. Please, I need your mercy. So if someone tells you about Krishna, then they're being merciful to you. And if they're reminding, oh, let's hear some Harikatha, then that's a stroke of mercy. Because we tend to, on our own, we tend to talk about mundane things. Because mundane topics and activities, they occupy the larger part of our day and the larger part of our mentality. So whenever we sit down for a few peaceful moments, maybe to honor some prasad or to ride somewhere together, in a public conveyance with some devotees, and invariably and oftentimes happens that everyone starts talking about material things, computers and the latest programs and the latest surfing internet news and gizmos and gadgets and the newest cell phone and the hottest items on your cell phone, all kinds of very interesting useless topics that don't do very much to purify our mind or the ethers surrounding us. So then our well-wishers, they remind us that let's hear about Krishna. Let's talk about Krishna. And that's being told here that this Pradyumna Mishra was saying, please, my Lord, can you tell me something about Krishna? So he didn't realize who he was talking to, that Lord Chaitanya is actually Krishna and Radha Bhav. And how much Radharani can tell about Krishna if we're qualified to hear? Prabhu kahen Krishna kata ami nahi jani sabe Ramananda jani tanra mukhe shuni. And Lord Chaitanya replied to that question, said, really, I don't know anything. I can't tell you. I do not know topics about Krishna. But you go to Ramananda Roy, for he knows, and I go to him to hear these topics. Bhage tumar Krishna kata shunite hoyaman Ramananda pasya jai karaha shravan. It is your good fortune that you are inclined to hear topics regarding Krishna. The best course for you would be to go to Ramananda Roy and hear topics from him about Krishna. Krishna katai ruchi tamar bada bhagyavan jara Krishna katai ruchi se bhagyavan. I see that you have acquired a taste for hearing talks regarding Krishna. Ruchi tamar, you have ruchi, kata ruchi, right? Kata ruchi, nam ruchi, kata ruchi, seva ruchi. So we want to get kata ruchi, we develop taste or seva, seva ruchi. Seva ruchi, then from seva ruchi comes nam ruchi. And seva ruchi and nam ruchi, they give us taste for kata. We find hari kata very tasty and relishable. It says that hari, Vaishnav seva jiva doya nam ruchi. So this is the progression. When we become compassionate and loving towards others, then this pleases the Lord. So this is the doya aspect. And then we can get nam ruchi, Vaishnav seva, and then this doya, this kindness to the jivas, jiva doya. Kindness, how do you show kindness to the jivas? You can feed them prasad. You can speak to them, remind them about Krishna, give them a book about Krishna. And then this will bring us to the platform of Nam Ruchi also. Jiva Doya, Vaishnava Seva, serving the Vaishnavas. So that's what's being said here. That Lord Chaitanya is appreciating Pradyumna Mishra. He said, Krishna Kata Ruchi. You have taste for hearing Harikata. That means you're bhara bhagyavan. You're very fortunate. This is real fortune. Not by money or possessions, power, land, control. But fortune is measured, at least Lord Chaitanya is measuring fortune, bhagya. Bhagya or fortune. By how much you are, he says, bhara bhagyavan. He says, you are so fortunate. We've heard of Bhagavan, who possesses so many opulences. So Bhagavan means one who possesses fortune. So, and he says, bhara, big fortune. You have so much fortune. What is your fortune? That you'd love to hear about Krishna. You'd love to hear topics about Krishna. This is Bhagya. He says, Ye Krishna Katai Ruchi Se Bhagavan. Not only you, but anyone who has awakened such a taste is considered most fortunate. So it's a universal principle. It's a pastime, and as far as Leela Vichara or Daivik Vichara, it's all about Lord Chaitanya and his associate. And he's simply speaking to him that you have kata, you have ruchi for Hari Kata. But that also applies, that's a principle. Anybody who has taste for Hari Kata, he becomes very fortunate. So we want that fortune. So this is what we should pray when we meet a saint. Oh, you have great taste in Harikata. Can you please bless me? And I can have a taste, some ruchi for Harikata. So Lord Chaitanya goes on. This, of course, is from the Bhagavatam. Dharma svanushtita pumsam vishvaksena kata suya notpadi yadi ratim shrama eva hi kevalam. Shrama evahi kevalam, useless waste of time and energy. A person who properly performs his regulative duties according to varna and ashram, but if he does not develop his dormant attachment for Krishna or awaken his taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, he is certainly working without any fruit, laboring fruitlessly. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is backing it up and saying, you may work so hard as a good varni or good ashramite, but if that work doesn't bring you to the point of tasting Krishna or desiring to taste Krishna, then it's useless. Shrama eva hi kevalam. It is verily a waste of time. Shrama. Parishram. I think there's a word in Hindi. Parishram means lots of labor, hard work, fatigue. Fatigue? Parishram. Tabe Pradyumna Mishra Gela Ramanandera Stane Rayera Sevakatandre Vasaila Sane Thus being advised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pradyumna Mishra went to the home of Rai Ramananda, and the servant of Ramananda Rai gave him a proper place to sit. Darshanana Pana Mishra Sevake Puchila Rayara Britanta Sevak Kahite Lagila. Unable to see Rai Ramananda immediately, Pradyumna Mishra inquired from the servant, who then described what Ramananda Rai was doing at that time. Dui Deva Kanyahaya Paramasundari Nritya Gite Suni Puna Vayase Kishori. These Kishoris, these Kanyas, Deva Kanyas, they were Paramasundari, very, very beautiful. The servant said, "Listen, Pradyumna Mishra, Ramananda Rai is busy right now. He has two dancing girls who are extremely beautiful, and they are very youthful Kishoris, and they're expert in dancing and singing. Se dunhe lana raya nibritya udyan nija natak gitera shikaya naratan." Srila Ramananda Rai has taken these two girls to a solitary place in his garden, Nibritta Udyane, where he is teaching and directing them to dance according to the songs he has composed for his drama, known as Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. These songs of this drama and dances were meant for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Therefore, Ramananda Rai was personally giving instructions on how to sing and dance for the drama. Tumi ihan vasiraha shanake yashibena tabe je agyadeha se karibena. Please sit here and wait for a few moments. As soon as he comes, he will execute whatever order you give him. Tabe pradyumna mishra tahan rahila vasiya Ramananda nevritte se dui janalana. While Pradyumna Mishra remained seated there, Ramananda Rai took the two girls to a solitary place. Swahaste karina tara abhyanga mardan. Swahaste karina snan gatra samarjan. With his own hand, swahaste, Ramananda Rai massaged their bodies with oil and bathed them with water. Indeed, Ramananda Rai cleansed their entire bodies with his own hand. Swahaste parana mastra sravanga mandana tabo nirvikararai ramanandharaman. Although Ramananda Rai dressed the two young girls and decorated their bodies with his own hand, he remained unchanged. Such is the mind of Ramananda Rai. So young girls, teenage girls, he was massaging their bodies, rubbing oil onto their bodies, that means all the parts of their bodies, dressing and decorating them and bathing them, and his mind was never becoming moved or anxious or disturbed. So this is quite an unusual nature, sobhav. Kashta pashana sparshe haya yaiche bhav tarani sparshe ramanandera tayeche sobhav. While touching the young girls, he was like a person touching wood or stone, for his body and mind were unaffected. Pretty good. Control. Just see the contrast between Ramananda Rai and Shobari Muni. Shobari Muni was so powerful and so austere. And what a yogi, can you imagine? He was living in the Yamuna. Unfortunately, he was living in Vrindavan. He was living under the water of the Yamuna, somehow maintaining his life, being a great yogi, and breathing somehow, and performing intense austerities. Not. I don't know if he was drinking, because it's easy to drink underwater, but he certainly wasn't eating. And some fish rubbed up against his private parts, and he became agitated by the contact with those fish. Sometimes it says like that, or sometimes it's told that he saw some fish engaged in union, and he became disturbed mentally and physically, and then he gave up his meditation. Just boop, gave up his meditation. He came out on the land over by Lohavan, and he went to the kingdom of King Mandata. And he said, I'm really anxious now, and I'm disturbed in my mind. I would like to marry your daughters, which he had 50 of them. The king was quite productive. He had 50 daughters, means he had many queens. He had many queens also. Maybe he had 50 queens, so it's not so bad. But at any rate, so then the story's there, you can read about it. But now on the other side is Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy, he is with two girls. They're totally naked, human personalities, and not fish. And he's with his own hands, Swahasta, he's bathing them. He's anointing their bodies with oil. He's dressing them. And his mind is peaceful. He's like, shanti, shanti. Inconceivable. And it was just like he was just touching a piece of wood. If you touch a piece of wood, if I touch this table, I don't get excited. Doesn't really do much. No disturbance. So that was how the nature of his mind. Sevya buddhi aropya karena sevan sabhavika dasi bhav karena aropan. Srila Ramananda Roy used to act in that way because he thought of himself in his original position as a maidservant of the gopis. Sabhavika. Sabhavika dasi bhav karena aropan. He was in dasi bhav. He wasn't in kam bhav. He was not in purusha bhav. Just like we hear, Lord Shiva tried to enter the rasa dance one time, but he was blocked entrance because the gopis said, excuse me, dear Mahadev, but this rasa dance is only one purusha here, Sri Krishna. And everyone else is prakriti, sakhi, gopi bhav, sakhi bhav. So you're not allowed entrance. Because you are enveloped in Purusha Bhav. You think that you're the master and you're Bhutanath. You're the lord of the Bhutas and lord of the mode of ignorance. And that won't make it over here. You have this Purusha Bhav, this enjoying mentality. So as long as you have Purusha Bhav, enjoying mentality, then you cannot enter the rasa dance. You have to have Dasi Bhav, the mood of a maidservant, and this Prakriti Bhav. So of course there's a long story, and he meditated and was rewarded with a Gopi Deha, and his name became Gopishwara. Gopishwara Mahadeva Ki. So in that form of a female, he was able to get a brief glimpse of the rasa dance. So these ladies, these young girls, he was thinking of Ramananda Roy was thinking of himself as a maidservant of the gopis. Of course, we know that Rai Ramananda is Vishakasaki. Although externally, Rai Ramananda appeared to be a man, internally, in his original spiritual position, he considered himself a maidservant and considered the two girls gopis. So, I don't think this should be recommended by anyone, to any man, to think, yes, I'm also a gopi and you're also a gopi. May I massage you or bathe you or dress you or decorate you and teach you to sing songs for the rasa, for Jagannath's pleasure. It's not recommended. So Prabhupada, the Bhaktivinoda Thakura, writes in his purport that in the drama Jagannath Vallabha Natakam, Ramananda Roy engaged two young girls who were professional dancers and singers to demonstrate the ideology of the drama. These girls in those days, 500 years ago, were called Devadasis, and they were employed in the temple of Jagannath, where they were called Maharis. Ramananda Roy engaged two such girls because they were meant to play the parts of gopis. He taught them how to awaken thoughts like those of the gopis. So this is thoughts like those of the gopis means the gopi sabhav, the gopi's mentality, the gopi's line of thinking, the gopi's line of seeing. And of course, that's also what is desirable for the followers of Lord Chaitanya that are inclined towards Braj Bhakti, and especially in the mood of Madhura Rati, or conjugal love. So they're advised to follow Ramananda Roy and Surab Damodar, their teachings. Rai Ramananda's teachings are given very particularly in this Chaitanya Charitamrita in Madhya Lila Chapter 8. It's called Conversations Between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. It's called Ramananda Sambhag. And there he describes very much about the extreme glories of the gopis' love and how much they're absorbed and surrendered to Krishna's service. So these girls, they were professional dancers who would sing. Of course, that practice has been outlawed. The Devadasis are no longer doing that work. But he taught them to act like gopis. Because the gopis are worshipable personalities, Ramananda Roy, who considered these two girls and himself, and he considered himself as their maidservant, he engaged in the service of these two girls by massaging their body with oil to cleanse them completely. Because Ramananda Roy always placed himself in the position of a maidservant of the gopis, his rehearsal with the girls was actually on a spiritual platform. Because Ramananda Roy is Vishakha Sakhi. Because there was no question of personal sense gratification, when Ramananda Roy was serving the girls, his mind was steady and his body untransformed. So this is the point. Here it's very succinctly told by Srila Prabhupada, the reverse point can be drawn, that when our mind is directed to personal sense gratification, contemplation of sense gratification, some pleasure for myself or my senses or body, or the actual engagement in sense pleasure, then what is the result? Well, one result is that the mind becomes unsteady and the body becomes agitated, transformed by agitation or physical disturbance and mental disturbance. But this was not the case with Ramananda Roy, this proves that there was no question, because there was no question of personal sense gratification, his mind was steady and his body untransformed. Of course, this is not to be imitated, because no one can have this type of mentality except Ramananda Roy, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains himself. Krishnas Kaviraj has described this incident in Perfect Devotional Service to illustrate how in pure devotional service one can attain such a unique position of peacefulness and steadiness in the mind. This is the teaching that Ramananda Roy is giving, because he is himself an exemplar of Shuddha Bhakti. So Shuddha Bhakti brings rewards, it brings something. It's something to look forward to. It's something to strive for, pure devotion. That's one of the main things that people often ask. They say, oh, you're practicing spiritual life. Are you peaceful? Does it make you peaceful? Because generally everyone in the material world is agitated. They're disturbed, agitated by one thing or another. So then they meet you and you look a little different and you seem to be acting a little different. First question they ask, are you peaceful? Is it bringing you peace? So, we have to understand this subject very seriously, as Prabhupada mentions. It's very unique. The example of Ramananda Roy is certainly unique. One in perfect devotional service can attain such a position. Nevertheless, one must understand this subject very seriously. Never attempt to imitate such activities. So this is the limit of love. Mahaprabhur Bhakta Ganer Durgama Mahima Tahi Ramanandera Bhava Bhakti Prema Simha. Bhakti Prema Simha. Bhava Bhakti Prema Simha. Bhav Bhakti Prema Simha. Sima means the limit, the absolute limit of prema. and bhava bhakti, ecstatic devotion. The greatness of devotees of Mahaprabhu is exceedingly difficult to understand. Sri Ramananda Roy is unique among all the devotees of the Lord, for he showed how one can extend his ecstatic love to the extreme limit. So he showed the furthest reaches of ecstatic love, Ramananda Roy. Tave se dui jane, nritya shikaila, gitera gura arta abhinaya karaila. Ramananda Roy directed the two girls how to dance and express the deep meaning of his songs through dramatic performances. Sanchari satvika, stai bhavera lakshan, mukhe netri abhinaya kare prakatan. He taught them how to express the symptoms of continuous natural and transitional ecstasies with the movements of their faces, eyes, and other parts of their bodies. Bhav prakatana lasya raya ye shikai jagannathera age dune prakata dekai. Through the feminine poses and dances, these two Devadasis, or Kanyas, were taught by Ramananda Roy. The two girls precisely exhibited all these expressions of ecstasy before Lord Jagannath. So this was a practice in Jagannath Puri 500 years ago, that these young virgin girls, they would... There's a little more to it than what's told here. But these Kishoris, or these virgin girls, they would be given in marriage to Lord Jagannath. A marriage ceremony would be performed, and they would be considered his wives and his servants for the rest of their lives. They wouldn't marry anyone else. So they were part of the temple puja, let's say pujari section, worshippers of the Lord. And nightly they would dance and illustrate the different verses from Gita Govinda, especially. They would sing the Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami, and these ladies would enact the drama. Here, Ramananda Roy is training them to depict his Jagannath Vallabha Natakam. But when the British came in charge of the Jagannath Temple back in the, whenever it was, they took over administration maybe, 60s or 50s. In the 1900s, when the British were running India, this practice of the Devi Dasis had become very much degraded, that they were practically prostitutes living in the house of the Lord. They were being misused by the pujaris, and it kind of fell into ill repute, the whole practice, because of Kali Yuga and ill-minded people. So that was stopped. That practice was stopped. Gita Govinda is not stopped. It's still chanted every evening for Lord Jagannath's pleasure. But these Devadasis, they're no more. They've retired. They're not doing that practice anymore. But it was a big, big service to the Lord in those days. Tabe se dui jane prasada kao yaila nivrite dunhare neja gare potaila. Ramananda Roy fed the two girls sumptuous prasadam and sent them to their homes. Nibrite, and secretly. Pratidin rai ache karaya sadan kon jane shud kudra jiva kanha tandraman. Every day Ramananda Roy trained the two Devadasis how to dance. Who among the small living entities, their minds always absorbed in sense gratification? It says kudra, shudra, or kudra. Kudra jiv, insignificant living entity, which Prabhupada translates small living entities. Their minds always absorbed in material sense gratification could understand the mentality of Sri Ramananda Roy. So this service of Ramananda Roy for Krishna's satisfaction is purely an affair of the spiritual world. Unless one is fully situated in the spiritual atmosphere, the activities of Ramananda Roy are most difficult to understand. No doubt. There's anusaran and anukaran. So anukaran means imitate, do whatever the other person is doing, but this is not, of course, recommended here. And anusharan means that you follow in his footsteps, which means that you follow his teachings of Ramananda Roy. You can't imitate what he's doing, just like we can't imitate Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison, but we can't imitate Lord Shiva, but we can follow his teachings. And fourth canto Bhagavatam, chanting the prayers of Lord Shiva, and other places where he's giving beautiful teachings and songs glorifying Radha and Krishna. We can chant those and follow those teachings. We can't imitate him. Oh, he drank ocean of poison, I drink ocean of poison. So we follow Ramananda Roy's teachings, his shiksha, Ramananda shiksha, which is contained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But we don't imitate his behavior and catch a couple Devadasis and teach them how to dance for, quote-unquote, Krishna's pleasure. This is not to be imitated. Mishar Agaman Rai Sevaka Kahila Shigra Ramananda Tabe Sabhate Aila. When his servant informed him, or told Ramananda Roy, of Pradyumna Mishra's arrival, Ramananda Roy immediately went to the assembly room. Mishra Namaskar Kare Saman Kariya Nivedan Kare Kichu Vinita Han. Ramananda Roy offered obeisances to Pradyumna Mishra with all respect and with great humility spoke as follows. So Ramananda Roy, he's considered to be Kayast class, which is sometimes defined as some type of Shudra or some type of Vaishya. Depends on different parts of India, they have a different idea what Kayast means. But Kayast is certainly a much lower class than Brahmin or Kshatriya. Although he was posted as the governor of Madras in the southern area, he was considered to be in a Kayastic class, which is mentioned in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So when Pradyumna Mishra came there to meet him, it's described that he immediately offered obeisances. He wasn't thinking, do you know who I am? I'm Vishakha Sakhi. I am Vishakha Sakhi in Krishna Leela. And in this Leela, I'm living with the Lord. I spend the whole night with the Lord, just like Vishakha spends the entire night with Radharani in all her various pastimes. So when Radharani comes as Mahaprabhu and Krishna comes as Mahaprabhu, Vishakha as Ramananda Roy spends the whole night with Lord Chaitanya in the Gambira, nourishing his ecstasies, protecting him, watching over him, instructing him, helping him. So this is a very intimate position that Ramananda Roy has with Lord Chaitanya. Nevertheless, he still observes the etiquette. You may be whoever you are, but you may be absolute to some people, but you're relative to someone else. For example, the guru may be absolute to his disciples, represents the absolute truth. But amongst his brothers, he's relative. He has relationship. And that relationship is, this is my brother, my god-brother, Guru Bhai, and Prabhupada is our father. So the decorum or the behavior with the relatives is much different than with the servants. So when Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy's absolute position that he is the most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya in the Gambira, and he's considered to be one of the 3.5 most intimate associates of the Lord. Remember? Swarup Damodara Rai Ramananda, and then Shiki Mahiti and Madhavi Mahiti. So he's up there. He's a very, very special personality. Yet, that's on the absolute platform, and he's Vishakha Sakhi. But on the relative platform, his relationship with this material world, his relationship with this, quote-unquote, material body that he's in, and the society is he's seen as a Kayast. And Pradyumna Mishra is a Brahmin, Mishra. We have Vishwambara Mishra, Lord Chaitanya. So he is also Mishra. So upholding the laws of the relative plane, to uphold the laws of the relative plane and preserve the social integrity of the times and to show the Vaishnava etiquette, then Ramananda Roy, he offered obeisances to this visiting Brahmin, Pradyumna Mishra. With all respect, he offered him namaskar kare samman Complete is complete mind, sam-man, man. His whole mind, his thoughts, his feelings, all his regard, all his respect, was humbly offered, sam-man kariya, was humbly offered at the feet of this visiting Brahmin, Pradyumna Mishra. For his happiness and for his seva, he submitted himself utterly and completely before his guest, recognizing that, yes, you are an exalted Brahmin, and I am merely Kayast. I am of a lower order, a lower social order. He didn't think, oh, do you know who I am? I'm so special. No, he said, actually, on a relative plane, you are much higher than me. You are a Brahmin. I am a Kayast. So even though he's such an absolute spiritual personality, so we can think that how does this verse apply to me? Because there's Adiyatmika Vichara, Adibodhika, and Adidaivika Vichara. So relative to me, we can think, well, I'm a Vaishnav. I've taken Vaishnav Diksha, and I'm initiated by a Siddha saint, a liberated Premi Bhakti of the Lord, and I'm engaged in this work and this and that. So we may have some type of designation or some type of position on one level. But if on a social level, or on this relative plane, we may have the opportunity to meet someone who is a very high-class Brahmin by birth, whereas our birth, by Vaishnava standards, there has been some elevation, there has been some recognition, some purity. But when we look at the relative consideration or on the social level, then we see in terms of Varna, actually this person is born in a Brahmin family, very high class, Damvasi Brahmin family. And then we are in a position of inferior position, despite our exaltation on the level of Vaishnavhood. So then we would naturally offer obeisance to them in a humble way. So this is one point that's being told here. This Vaishnav etiquette is woven. Vaishnava etiquette is woven throughout the scriptures and the various stories of Bhagavatam, especially Chaitanya Bhagavat, by Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur. It is very much a book of achar, Vaishnava sadachar, whereas Chaitanya Charitamrita is more siddhant and philosophy and intimate, let's say, esoteric points of rasa tattva and prema tattva. But nevertheless, Chaitanya Charitamrita also has many points of etiquette which we can think of from different angles and try to understand what is the teaching that's being given. So we'll continue this meeting of Pradyumna Mishra and Rai Ramananda tomorrow.